The Bloomington City Council is biting the bullet on a costly renovation project at Grossinger Motors Arena. GLT's Ryan Denham is in studio to cover that and more with Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner.
The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most Tuesdays after the regular and special council meetings. Mayor Renner, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Ryan.
Alderman last night reluctantly agreed to spend $600,000 to install a new elevator at the city-owned arena. That'll bring the city into compliance with the with federal disability law. But it was kind of a lengthy discussion, a lot of reluctance about it. Three aldermen actually voted against it. Why was this such a difficult pill to swallow, do you think?
Well, I think it's a very difficult pill to swallow because of the fact that you're dealing with the Coliseum to begin with, which is radioactive, and it's losing operating money, as well as, of course, the mortgage payment on it. And it has been a lightning rod for quite a period of time. It was also very badly designed, very badly executed. It represents the worst of a good old boy network, frankly, when it was constructed. And the kind of contract that it was given to run it, it's just been a mess. Now, we're cleaning up that mess. This is unfortunately one of the things. It was a design flaw. This is not somebody's, this is not an engineering, it is an engineering kind of issue. And this should never have been allowed to have been built the way that it was. But we're in a situation now where we can hardly go back on anybody else. You're really stuck. And so we had a $600,000 expenditure. We assumed it would be closer to around $400,000. There were ways that the staff had figured to pay for this. And so naturally, there are going to be questions about why this is the case. Some council members asked, kind of armchair quarterbacking, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do this? And there were very good reasons why you didn't try any other way to around this that was less expensive. Staff has been vetting this for quite a while.
And when you say go back on this, you mean going back to contractors who worked on the original design work?
Kind of thing? Yes, correct. That is, it would cost us more money in legal fees than it would be worth for us to get whatever money we might get, and probably not, out of the contractors who developed this back in around 2004, 2005, because the arena opened in 2006. And hopefully this is the last big mess. And we've had HVAC issues. We've had other kinds of access issues with the Coliseum. And obviously contractual issues. We had a previous management company steal from us. I mean, this has just been one mess. And it could have been, even if you built the Coliseum, this could have been handled by proper contracts and proper engineering way back in 2004, 2005, 2006, but it wasn't. Now, again, you could go off on this and say, poor me. Bottom line is, you got to make a decision. And I don't think last night's conversation, well, I understand that there needed to be some questions asked. I don't think the 5-3 vote was very productive. And those are the kinds of votes that are going to make it impossible for us to get a AAA bond rating.
Yeah, explain that.
Because bond rating agencies, Moody's and Standard & Poor's and whatever, have access to this thing called Google. And they're going to watch us. It's not just our financials. Our financials are actually in very good shape. We are well above what we need to be in terms of our reserves. We have gotten an award for our police fire pension funding. We've got challenges ahead, but we run a tight ship in terms of our books. We're very fiscally responsible, very fiscally conservative, and we're delivering the same services that we did 10 years ago in the city of Bloomington with 150 fewer employees, and we're delivering it to more people. So there are a lot of good things, but when the council has a situation where you have to pay the bill, if you don't approve this, if that failed last night, if it was 4-4, I would have broke the tie in favor of it, of course. That should have been a no-brainer. You hate it. You don't want to do it. But you got to do it. Because otherwise, the Attorney General is going to come on you. You are going to have more bond ratings and greater attention to your city that is bad press. Who is going to trust you to invest in your community in terms of other firms or whatever? You really harm with bad publicity your community, and especially something like that. You've got to do it. You hate it, but you bite the bullet, and you pay for it, and you move on.
Mayor Renner, thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
I'm Ryan Denham.
The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular and special council meetings. Next week at this time, you'll hear from new Bloomington City Manager Tim Gleason.